Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Mr. Big Voice Man. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It is indeed still a Reaction Monday, even with the Texans on a bye. We'll hear from head coach D'Amico Ryans tomorrow. But yeah, we're still reacting to the weekend that was, which honestly includes some really fun postseason baseball. And I understand the Astros were not playing in it. However, we were talking about it. Like, it kind of is nice to have a little bit of a breather from the stress that comes from watching a game with that pressure within it. Is that kind of how you saw it? Or I know some people had some pressure because they was hate watching some of these games, and so you added that investment in a different way.
Well, the hate watching was the Yankees, and so sad. But
I hear it in your voice. I hear, so I hear the sympathy.
Everything else, even the Mariners, I get it. You know, you wanted them to. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're watching the Mariners?
I learned something about myself.
Oh,
like, I'm
okay.
Just out here
little
watching.
Little mini confession here. He still hates the Mariners.
Yeah, man. I thought I was. And you know, which is funny because I've talked about it a few times this season looking at this Mariners team. And there's reasons for it to be fun and interesting, right? They've got really good pitching. They've got a lot of depth. They're swinging the bat really well now for the first time in a little while. And so, like, there's reasons for me just from an interest standpoint. They got the man whose nickname is about his booty, like all that, right? Like there's funny things within it. Just the longer and longer it goes along, I'm like, I don't want to hear them people's mouths. I don't want to hear them people's mouths about it, man.
Where are you on the Mariners? I'm. It's not like I'm rooting for them. It's just like I'm not hate watching the Mariners like I was the Yankees.
Yeah, it's not that bad for the Mariners to me, but I'm definitely pulling for the Blue Jays over the Mariners, man. I just
Springer,
can't,
man.
Yeah, if for nothing
Springer.
Else.
Springer.
I would like to see. Now, old man Springer.
Yes.
Get that victory.
He's the one you miss the most, isn't he?
Of all the former departed, Astros that are now. Yes.
Right?
I think so. Just from like an emotional standpoint.
I think even if Correa was not an Astro now, I'd still think it would be Springer.
I agree.
Yeah.
And you know what? You never miss your first. Like, you never forget your first, right?
Yeah.
Like he was the first one that left, I think. There's the enthusiasm that he played baseball with that showed
Sports Illustrated
through.
Cover boy.
There's that.
Yeah.
There's the numerous, you know, leadoff homers that, you know, I just always stick with me. Second, I think, is Bregman, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
Correa, obviously, if he had not returned, is going to be up there as well. And now that I think about it, Kyle Tucker, pretty low on those rankings, which feels uncomfortable. We don't have to do that.
Yeah.
What I do want to do, though, is return to – and. Some of this is, I was not here, so now I'm going to talk about
it. Well, and it was Friday, too, when it really started. Was it during the show Friday? Or
Thursday,
show?
I believe. During was the show it, Thursday.
It came down Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Thursday around 12:40-ish.
Yeah. We found out that although we had the information that Dana Brown as the general manager and Joe Espada as the manager of this team were going to remain in their places, that there were going to be some changes on this staff. Namely, both of your hitting coaches, the head athletic trainer, and one other that I'm forgetting in this moment, I apologize.
Assistant GM.
Thank you. Those guys would no longer be returning to this Astros team.
Catching coach.
Yes, the catching coaches, I'm sure, is a big one for you.
Mm-hmm.
How much of these were actually necessary versus kind of just needing a change of some nebulous sort?
I think all the changes were very interesting to me for a number of reasons. But the biggest one is if you look at it, the proverbial 30,000, you know, foot view, I think the only one that had to happen, there was no question about it, was Jeremiah Randall, their head athletic trainer. You can't keep a guy, even if some of it was, you know, beyond him, and it was doctors and it was surgeons and it was the surgeries and all that. You cannot keep a guy when there's 28 players on IL over the course of the year. You can't do it.
I hear you there, yeah. And I want to be careful about the way we do this because I do think you got to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even simply the number of injuries because some people will like kind of tongue in cheek be like, "Oh yeah,
yeah, you're right.
You got to fire the guy because Jordan stepped on the plate wrong." It's not just injuries. Bad injury luck happens. The thing that you can point to is there was a continuous pattern of misdiagnosed and mishandled injury returns.
100%.
And I think that those are process things that I can say definitively.
That is the athletic trainer.
Is an issue, right? And
is he ready to go? Yeah, he's ready to go. No, he's not.
Right. And this is the same. This is the same trainer that you've had all through this run, right? And so maybe you go, it had been fine before. This is bad luck. But the inability to get it right makes me go, I need to assess this. And hopefully they actually went through the process of assessing it. And it's not just a scapegoating because that actually will be more damage than it helps. If you just scapegoat somebody and you don't actually revisit the actual processes. But I think that one, 100%, I'm with you. That had to happen because no matter what you try and fix elsewhere, the best ability is availability. Mm-hmm. And if you cannot get that squared up, you will have issues no matter what with this team.
Tell me if you agree with this. I think that was the only one that was absolutely necessary and wasn't a reflection of something else that maybe is a little more bothersome. You said scapegoating. That's one way to put it. I think this has all the markings of leadership at Daikin Park falling into an every man for himself mode. And let me explain.
Please.
Alex Cintron, and again, one of the things that happens when a team doesn't reach expectations, everybody points to who? The hitting coach. It's a hitting coach is a bad job to have. If you want career stability or whatever.
It's very low hanging fruit for ball knowers, right? Like if you're not super tied into a team, you're not gonna know the hitting coach.
Yes.
If you're super tied in, you will know the hitting coach, and it's the first place you can go as soon as guys start swinging at junk. Or just look and just honestly not putting runs up, just generally, you go, well, that's the hidden coach that's not getting them right, clearly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. And there's an old saying in baseball and sports, last to know, first to go. That's the hitting coach. The hitting coach in baseball is always the last to know about all these things that are going on behind the scenes, but they're the first one to get fired. So I kind of get Cintron getting fired. Let's remember this. He's been here since 2017. When have the Astros been really good hitting the ball? Since 2017.
Okay, all right.
When have they been clutch since 2017? When have they had players come from other teams and really improve their status and their production here since 2017? When have they been one of the most feared offenses in baseball? I can go down the list since 2017. And now you're firing them because they had a bad couple of years, really, if you want to extend it, offensively or in the clutch or whatever you want to call. I could see where he was fired, but I also think it's one of the signs that everybody's sort of like looking out for number one over there. And there's other ones as well. The catching coach I mentioned, his name is Michael Collins.
Yeah, I'm sure you're big on that one.
Would a different catching coach give Yonner Diaz a better arm? Because he has a bad arm. That's the problem.
Well, okay. I can answer that question definitively. No, they will not change his arm. We are not dealing with bionic.
You never know, Yonner man. Diaz.
All of a sudden he's going to get bionic?
he might have him in the gym or something, man.
Yes. And Victor Caratini is a serviceable backup catcher, but he's never started more than 87 games in a 9-year career, ever. He's actually been pretty good as a catcher here, in terms of offense and defense and everything else. But they fired the catching coach. Why? Because people over there are really starting to worry about themselves, and they don't know what Jim, and this is my opinion, and they don't know what Jim Crane is really thinking, because Jim Crane is going to make all the big time decisions. And this is the one that really sort of opened my eyes to, okay, I think I see what's going on over there. They're starting to panic about their own job security. And that's the assistant general manager. Andrew Ball got fired. What? How is that going to fix something? The assistant general manager.
Well, to be fair, I think that that's one of those things where I got to know how they operate in that building. Mm-hmm. And I will admit right up front, I don't know exactly what mm-hmm. his responsibilities are, because it's hard to judge somebody and their capabilities if I don't know what you do around here, right? It's one of the beautiful things if you see, and we've all worked in a workplace where you look over and you go, I don't know what that guy does. Mm. And that's how he keeps bringing down a paycheck, is because the more obscure it is what you actually do, the harder it is to determine if you're good at doing it and if you're being successful at mm-hmm. it. I don't know what he does, so I can't judge that. But in a general sense, I get where you're coming from, where you go, hey, the GM will remain, but his right-hand man, so to say, yeah. is going, what does that actually mean? I don't know that I can go with you on the idea that this is some level of, like, we are all fending for ourselves, though.
Oh, I
like,
think it has all the markings.
You think that this is a Dana Brown fending for himself type of situation?
Well, and also keep in mind, Andrew Ball is not a Dana Brown guy that he brought. Andrew Ball was here a year before Dana Brown. He got here in 2022, Dana Brown 2023. And so it's easy to, it's not a stretch to say, yeah, you know, it's not working out with Andrew Ball. You know, I need to bring my own guy in. What's that? That's the general manager looking out for number one.
Sure, but I think that it sounds a little more insidious than I think what it actually is, mm-hmm. which is probably just, well, we're trying to turn this over and make it ours fully. Like, if I'm going to go down, and maybe this is what you're going mm-hmm. with, if I'm going to ultimately go down, which is probably pretty early yeah. in, to kind of frame it that way, but mm-hmm. it's the way that's coming to my mind, so apologies. If I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down swinging the way that I want to, which is I want to have, you know, people that I trust, that I believe most in what we're doing. And as you mentioned, a number of these guys, if not all of them, were established prior to this particular regime, both mm-hmm. with the manager and with the GM. And so there is something to be said for this change. I think that you're right. I think only the athletic trainer is the one where I go, absolutely needed a change. Mm-hmm. But there's also something to note, which is in sports, very rarely is there yeah. the firing where you go 100%. There is no case for bringing this person back, mm-hmm. right? There's always a level of judgment that is required within here. I do wonder how much, though, the judgment is, we kind of just need something different.
And maybe that's it. But let's also remember, you know, both Dana Brown and Joe Espada, when you know, they were asked about their job, they were like, I'm on contract. They don't know. They don't know what Jim Crane is really thinking. And then somehow, of course, they both stayed.
Yeah, but I'm interested to see who then occupies those jobs. Mm-hmm. And honestly, to be fair, I don't know what that means until we see it, right? Mm-hmm. Like when it comes to hitting coaches, we see a couple of teams deep in the postseason right now that just changed their hitting coaches yeah. in this season. And we've seen teams who changed their hitting coaches who have not produced. Like it's one of those things that the results will ultimately determine how we view these. I do appreciate at least that this seemingly shows a willingness to reflect upon themselves
yeah.
and attempt to make themselves better. But that don't mean nothing. Like, you can't spend that. Ultimately, what's going to need to happen is we're going to need to see the benefits. And really, we're going to need to see the players
mm-hmm.
Decide or determine how they want to play this, right? If they get out here and they keep swinging at junk, it's not going to matter who the hitting coach is or what they're trying to tell the players to do if they're not going to, you know, actually implement it in their game. So
that's
going to be the big part of it. But yeah, I think that you're right in some of this, that this is going to be an interesting inflection point on what the Astros are. It'll be, time will tell whether that's an inflection point that says that they opened up the window once again and pushed forward, or if this ends up being some level of death knell.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Monday. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including there was some fun college football stuff, and not all of it was on the field. Plus, the return of the Dunkstronaut. We'll talk about that and more next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.